Hey, wake up! Ralph's eyes fluttered open.
It was soap.
I paced back and forth in front of him. My mind was racing. Of course it was soap, but that's only the tip of the ice cube. What we have here is a by George conspiracy that could very well lead all the way to City Hall. Do you understand what this means, Ralph?
Uh-huh.
This could... I stopped pacing and stared at him. What do you mean, uh-huh?
I mean, uh-huh is what I mean.
I walked over to him. Uh-huh, meaning yes? You understand what this means? You're trying to tell me that you figured it out?
Uh-huh.
Who's head of ranch security?
You.
And who's just a sad sack jailbird hound?
Me.
And you expect me to believe that you know who poisoned me?
Yup.
All right, smart guy. I'll listen, and it better be good.
Well, sounds to me like your sister gave you some soap to eat.
We've already established that, Ralph.
Because you gave her daughters fleas.
Huh?
And because she wanted you to go home.
Go home? Me? I studied on that for a while. There's only one thing wrong with your theory, Ralph. It's a house of cards built on the idea that I'm not welcome at my sister's place. Remove that one card and the entire structure comes crashing down. No, Ralph, your theory is not only wrong, it's incorrect.
Okay, whatever you think.
It wasn't a stupid idea, Ralph, and it shows that you're trying.
Well...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, 'cause tomorrow morning they're gonna cut your head off and send it to Austin all because you ate a bar of soap. That's sure too bad.
I cut my eyes from side to side. You've got a point there. It doesn't do much good to solve the case if you lose your head in the process. Which brings us to another matter.
What's that?
I ran my eyes over the steel and cement. I'm gonna bust out of here tonight.
It's pretty stout.
Pretty stout, but not Ralph enough stout. Ralph. When you get to know me better, you'll learn that I have my ways of escaping.
Well, okay.